Connie.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy holiday.
Thank you. You too.
How are you doing?
Really good. We just celebrated our 50th anniversary last week.
Mazel tov.
Yes. It was amazing.
It is.
Hello. This is Jamie. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning, all.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon for those who are in the East. Please join me in saying the Anabatoa. Anabatoa. Gedula Chemin Ha. Tati. Allah, you know, with that study. Kabelinat and Fasadvenu, Aharenu, no Ra, Ufreshayan, Sintet Nun, Nagibor, Dorshe, Hud Khan. Kivava Shamrim Nun Gimadalad Yudkashin Barhem Taparim Rahamed Tatha Yamid Yamlaim The Tetraish Saritat Yuma Hasin Kadosh He rose to Ha-Nae Adata Tet Kufet Tet Nunayan Yahid Ge'e Yampapene Zofre Kiddushata Yudgimamane Zayan Ku Shavatene Kabel Ushmatia Katenu Yodea Talumot Shinkubal Sadiyata. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Erav Chesed Ve'emet, Noseh Chesed La'alafim, Noseh Avon Wafesha, Vechata'av V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, from Parasha Yitro, it's Pasuk 29, and we will start with L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha beruhu, ishkente bidhilu, urhimu, hilu, urhimu. Le'afta l'shem yud he b'vav he. The Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konaneh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konanehu. The energy of this current year, 5779, is it's a time to become wise. There are three verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. Each of these verses have concealed within them the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Tet. The letters of this name is separated by two letters each in each of the three verses. The first verse we study is Leviticus chapter 26, verse 18. The second verse that we study is from Isaiah. It is chapter 36, verse 6. Ki me vatachta ami shemet akamet Salatsut hazeh amitraim Asher yitamech Yishalav vatachta Ungava Kein paro melech mitraim The third verse is from the prophet Micha. It's chapter 6, verse 13. Wegam ani hecheleiti akotecha nashmem Al hatotecha.
Otecha.
There is a fourth verse that connects to the energy of the year by starting with the letter He and ending with the letter Tet in the verse. It is from Isaiah. There are 13 of these verses. The verse that connects to the month of Tevet, which today is Rosh Chodesh Tevet, is from chapter 41 of Isaiah. It's verse 25. Ha'iroti mitzafon wayat mimizrach shemesh yikra bishmi V'yavo seganim Kemo chomer ukmo yotzer yirmas tit. The English translation of this verse, which I normally do not read, but this is the first time we're connecting to this verse. I have roused up one from the north, and he has come. From the rising of the sun, one that calls upon my name, and he shall come upon rulers as upon mortar, and as the potter treads the clay. There is a fifth verse that connects to the energy of this current year, Tafshin Ayin Tet, and that's from the book of Job. It's chapter 41, verse 22. Ta'tal hadudei charesh yirpad charitz aleitit. The energy of the year 5778. Is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. It's a tool to lower our ego because our ego is what separates us from Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is from 2 Samuel. It's chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon vayitchal vayalo hamelech liroto vayomer Amnon el hamelech tavo na tamar achoti utlabev le'enei shetei levivot v'evremiyada. The second verse is from Psalms. It's chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tavshin Ayin Chet. This name is separated, the letters of this name are separated by three letters each. This is the concealment. Chatati odiacha, wawoni lokisiti, amarti ode ale peshai, ladonai, heyo hewa, weata nasata, awon chatati sela. The year 5777 has the energy of the wake-up call. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The verse that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod tzaduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create satzki'ah, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we're able to create dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that we study is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tavshin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim Vadonai Yohewahe Elohechem tadevaku kasher asiten ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776 has the energy of the pause that refreshes. There are two verses, again, that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first that we study is from 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. By a hostum, Ahechem Halevim, Ad Belay Tamlacha, Yadit Kachu Kohanim, Ki Halim, Ishmael, Ishmael, Kohanim. There are 25 verses. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to commute them into eight names of God. Here are those names. Adonai he yo he wa, la la he wa wa wa, la yo wa la me he he he, a ka a, re ka ha. Next is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bichu va Adonai Yo, hey, why, hey, ate, ate, ki, be, ah, yo, hey, Adonai, hey, yo, hey, wa, suro, la, mi. The year 5775, as the energy is swallowing death forever, there are three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is from Job, chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tateni ad biliruki. Next is 1 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 23. The third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanesa yoved roav yom ruayom. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'amim Israel, ti wisham makom below your guys, od below yosi mitu, v'nei adla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the energy of the 72 names of God. We do so by saying the letters in their root, with their root vowels in sequence out loud. Wahe wayo layo sayote alahe mehe shi lalahe aka aka heta ezayo alada la awahe hea yozala mebehe. Hey Rayo, hey Kome, La Awa Kalayo, La Wawa Pehe La, Nula Ha Yo Yo Yo, Me La Hey 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 Wa, Nita Hey Hey Ah Ah, Yo Eta Shi Ah Hey, Rayo Yo Awa Me, La Ka Be Wa Shi Re. Hey, yo, anu da, la, hey, wa, hey, mea, Yo, salam, hey, Ray, hey. Hey, yo, yo, hey, hey, hey. La, wa, wa, ka, be, yo. La, yo, wa, pe, nu, la. Nu, me, ba, yo, pe, yo. Nu, hey, 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 wa. Yo, hey, hey, she, ya. Ray, pa, ya, hey. Hey, la, yo, wa, wa, me. La, yo, pe, wa, hey, Ray. Yo yo wa la hey hey ta a ko me nu da a nu yo hey wa me hey hey a yo hey da hey she hey me ta ha la 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 yo yo hey ta a la re yo a la me ta hey wa hey wa da la yo hey yo she a la me. Nu hey ya, nu wa da, hey la hey, hey la yo. Nu po me yo re la, hey be hey me za re. Wa hey be yo wa hey, a la wa me za yo. Da hey be me ka ko, a la a hey hey wa. Re la hey yo yo me, hey la yo me 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 hey me. Those who left, the Sadiqim who left this day, Rosh Chodesh Tevet, some think that Abraham Avinu chose this day to leave. There are others who think he died on different dates of the year. Rabbi Yahir Chaim Bachrach Rabbi Masud Raphael Alfazi, Rabbi Abraham Moshe of Peshicha, Rabbi Yosef Hama Aravi, Rabbi Yitzhak Ezk Langer, Rabbi Mordechai Shlomo Berman, Fegele, who was the first Rebbetzin of the Gur dynasty, and Rabbi Yaakov Eben Sur. And the eighth verse of the Anabakoa, we say in whisper. We will now say the first two lines of the Shema Yisrael, in case any of us have not yet said that for today. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad. We will now say the abridged Kaddish. And the Kaddish is a form of an elevator that either takes you up or brings you down in a balanced way.
Yitkadal ve'yitkadashimei Rabbah. And everyone says Amen. Ve'alma divrakir teviyam lich. Malchute b'chayechon, u'liyom echon, u'chaye b'kol Beit Yisrael. Ba'agala u'vizman karim, yitbarach v'yishtabach, yitpa'ar v'idromam, v'itnase v'itadar, v'itale v'italal, sh'meide kudshah. Ve'la min kol birkat Rata Tushpathata Dana Hamata Dami Randi Alma Keshwama Rava Minsha Maya Purhaima Lenu Yalko Yisrael Primu Amen. Ose Shalom Bim Romal Yase Shalom Aleinu. We all call Israel. Primu Amen. Today's class, we will pick up and continue our classes on the birth pangs of Mashiach. You will find that in the right column of the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. When that opens up, please scroll down to class 3D, as in dog. And when that opens up, there's a link above. The first thing you see is a link to Daniel. And when that opens up, scroll down to chapter 4. And I will read chapter 4 in the English, as we have done before we go into the commentary about chapter 4. If you don't quite remember the first three chapters, we've had earlier classes. They're available on the recordings link, which is available in the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the last row. Chapter 4, verse 1. Nebuchadnezzar was at rest in my house and flourishing in my palace. One question I would ask is, who do you think is speaking here? If you don't remember chapter 3, it's difficult to follow. Second verse. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and imagining upon my bed, and the visions of my head frightened me. Chapter 3. Therefore made I a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might make known unto me the interpretation of the dream. Then I came in the magicians, the enchanters, the Chaldeans, and the astrologers, and I told the dream before them, but they did not make known unto me the interpretation thereof. The fifth verse. But at the last, Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belteshazzar, according to the name of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And I told the dream before him. O Belteshazzar, master of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in thee, and no secret causes thee trouble, tell me the visions of my dream that I have seen, and the interpretation thereof. Verse 7. Thus were the visions of my head upon my bed. I saw, and behold, a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was great. Verse 8. The tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached unto heaven, and the sight thereof to the ends of all the earth. Verse 9. The leaves thereof were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was food for all. The beasts of the field had shadow under it, and the fowls of the heaven dwelled in the branches, and all flesh was fed of it. Verse 10. I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and a holy one came down from heaven. 11. He cried aloud and said thus, hew down the tree and cut off its branches, shake off its leaves and scatter its fruit. Let the beasts get away from under it, and the fowls from its branches. The 12th verse. Nevertheless, leave the stump of its roots in the earth, even in a band of iron and brass, in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts in the grass of the earth. The 13th verse. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him, and let seven times pass over him. And the 14th verse. The matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the sentence by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, and gives it to whomsoever he will, and sets up over it the lowest of men. The 15th verse. This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen, and thou, Belshazzar, declare the interpretation, for as much as all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known unto me the interpretation, but thou art able, for the spirit of the holy gods is in thee. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was appalled for a while, and his thoughts frightened him. The king spoke and said, Belteshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation frighten you. Belteshazzar answered and said, my the Lord, the dream be to them that hate thee, and the interpretation thereof to thine adversaries. The tree that thou sawest, which grew and was strong, whose height reached unto the heaven, and the sight thereof to all the earth. Verse 18. Whose leaves were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was food for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt, and upon whose branches the fowls of the heaven had their habitation. Verse 19. It is thou, O king, that art grown and become strong, for thy greatness is grown and reaches unto heaven, and thy dominion to the end of the earth. Verse 20. And whereas the king saw a watcher and a holy one coming down from heaven, and saying, hew down the tree and destroy it, nevertheless leave the stump of the roots thereof in the earth, even in a band of iron and brass, in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts of the field, till seven times pass over him. Verse 21. This is in the interpretation, O king, and it is the decree of the Most High, which has come upon my lord the king. Verse 22. That thou shalt be driven from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. And thou shalt be made to eat grass as oxen, and shall be wet with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over thee, that till thou know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, and gives it to whomsoever he will. The 23rd verse. And whereas it was commanded to leave the stump of the root of the tree, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee. After that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. Verse 24. Wherefore, O king, let my command be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by almsgiving, and thine iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if there may be a lengthening of thy prosperity. Verse 25. All this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. Verse 26. At the end of 12 months, he was walking upon the royal palace of Babylon. 27. The king spoke and said, Is not this great Babylon, which I have built for a royal dwelling place, by the might of my power and for the glory of my majesty? Verse 28. While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven. O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. Verse 29. And thou shalt be driven from men, and thy dwelling shall be the beasts of the field. Thou shalt be made to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, and gives it to whomsoever he will. Verse 30. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hair was grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. Verse 31. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, for his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom from generation to generation. Verse 32. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according to his will in the host of heaven, and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, What dost thou? Verse 33. At the same time, mine understanding returned to me, and for the glory of my kingdom, my majesty and my splendor returned unto me, and my ministers and my Lord sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and surpassing greatness was added unto me. Verse 34, Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, for all his works are truth, and his ways justice, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. That is the end of chapter 4. We will return to the handout and commence the study. Daniel chapter 4. In order to interpret yet another of his mysterious and terrifying dreams, Nebuchadnezzar felt obligated to turn again to Daniel, primarily because no one else could help. Because I know that the Spirit of the Holy God is with you, and no secret is withheld from you. But that wasn't his internal reason for bringing Daniel into the picture and asking for his interpretation. The essential moral of the dream is that man's pride, a trait associated with human malchus, human manifestation, kingship, government, power, is an affront to Hashem, who brings down and humbles the mighty in order to teach them that everything they have is only Hashem's gift to them. Nebuchadnezzar had ascended to the greatest heights as a conqueror and a ruler of a world empire. He had built up Babylon as an enormous metropolis whose magnificent buildings were the very wonder of the world. But he said in his heart, "My power and the strength of my hand was made for me all this might." He had to learn the same lesson that we all have to learn, that no matter what we may have achieved, whether materially or spiritually, there is no place for vanity and arrogance, because everything we have has been given to us by Hashem, not because of our own intrinsic worth of merit, but only through his kindness and compassion. The great tree in Nebuchadnezzar's dream, with its beautiful branches and abundant fruit, providing food for all, shade for all the animals, and branches for all the birds, were none other than the king himself, who is the Parnassah, the provider of livelihood and sustenance for all. Thus Malchut is called the Parnas, the source of Parnassah. It was Rabbi Nachman of Breslov who revealed that the angel that came to cut down Nebuchadnezzar's mighty Malchut and teach him the lesson of his life was a manifestation of the soul and spirit of Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, author of the outstanding Kabbalistic treasure, the Holy Zohar. In verse 10, a watcher and a holy one came down from heaven. The initial letters of the Hebrew words, Ier v'kadesh min shemaya nahiz, are an anagram of the name Shimon. The preface to the Likutei Maharan. What this paragraph is saying is, if you look at this phrase in Hebrew in verse 10, take the first letters of each Hebrew word, you spell the word Shimon. Thereby revealing who was the Holy One who came down with the Watcher. The Watchers in the book of the Sefer Yetzirah are referred to in chapter 6 as the Tali. And we typically think of the Tali as dragons, as snake-like skinned humanoids. To teach Nebuchadnezzar his lesson and humble his arrogant heart, he was to be literally cast down from his kingship and transformed into a beast living wild, with the animals eating grass and moistened with dew, stripped of his human intellect and sensibilities, he would have the heart of a beast for 7 years. This was to teach him his life lessons, that man cannot remain a beast. He must grow and leave those emotions and those traits behind him. The decree against Nebuchadnezzar is reminiscent of the similar decree against his counterpart on the side of holiness, King Solomon, who was tricked by Asmodeus, the king of the demons, into giving him his protective ring, after which the demon king banished Solomon from his kingdom, forcing him to wander for years until he was restored. King Solomon recorded the moral of what he learned about the world during his period of humiliating banishment in the last work of his life, Ecclesiastes. Daniel spelled out the essential lesson that Nebuchadnezzar was to learn from his banishment here in our chapter, in verse 22. You will be driven from men, and your dwelling will be with the beasts of the field, until you know that Hashem is supreme and rules over the kingdom of men, and that he gives it to whomever he pleases. Ordinary citizens like ourselves should also learn from this, that it is God who has appointed all of the world leaders of today, and he alone decides whom to raise up and whom to bring down. Instead of complaining about our leaders, we should ask what we can do to improve things in the realm where we have influence, the spiritual realm. This commentary is very important. We need to realize that the political leaders, the military leaders, the presidents of the big corporations, all of these people are given this authority because God ordains they are to receive this authority. If we would understand this, then we would work to be connected spiritually and make changes at the spiritual level, which would manifest in different people being given the control of the physical world and the physical events and the physical powers. But if we want to be the ones in control of those physical powers, we have to follow the channels of history. Whenever children of Israel, Jewish people, have been in charge of the world's powers, publicly aware that someone is a Jewish leader, we lose that power. But if we are concealed, we are advisors to the political leaders, the military leaders, the large corporate presidents and CEOs. If we're advising them, bringing with us the wisdom of the spiritual world and the study of the Bible, and we make that information available to the leaders of the other nations at whatever level, they listen to us, they comply to us, and there is peace in the world. But when we try to be the one in power, the one known, when we do not hold to our place, we are the one creating this upside down world of chaos, pain, and suffering. That was an unwritten commentary. We're now going to continue to read. Each one should also take to heart the existential message of this chapter. To all men, for there comes a time when each one of us must meet our end, and the body goes back to the earth from which it came, and the soul returns to her maker. Having interpreted Nebuchadnezzar's dream, Daniel advised him to redeem his sins with charity. The rabbis taught that Daniel was punished for advising the wicked Nebuchadnezzar how to save himself, because charity elevates a people, elevates Israel. But the kindness of the nations is a sin. All the kindness that the idolatrous nations perform is accounted to them as a sin, because they do it only in order for their power to endure. Some say Daniel's penalty was to be thrown into the lion's den, while others say that Daniel is identical with the Hatak from the book of Esther, who was killed by Haman. My written commentary. As I was reading this commentary and the book of Daniel, it occurred to me that Donald Trump is a reincarnation of Nebuchadnezzar. Also, Jared Kushner is a reincarnation of Daniel. If one thinks about the life experience of all four people, it will seem that they have similar life experiences. Only a full life experience comparison will verify this idea. That's the end of chapter 4. Does anyone have any questions?
I know I have a question, but it was about the candles last night. Should I wait till Wednesday?
No, you can ask it now. Go ahead, Anna.
Okay, well, I noticed
let me introduce it to the others on the call.
Okay.
Last Wednesday night, you can listen to the recording. Hannah had a very unique experience with her candles, and she was asking me about it. So if you're interested, you should listen to the recording. It's only about a 30-minute recording, and it's all about the subject of miracles, and specifically about the candle lighting and the candles burning. Go ahead, Hannah.
Well, that's not the type of question I have. I didn't mean it my personal question, my personal candles last night. But as I was reading the meditation from the website, which I had printed last year, so I made a notebook, we were to place an olive above each candle. Do you remember that? And
of course, I remember reading it, yes.
Okay. Last night, you gave information that I didn't know. Maybe I'd forgotten it, but the idea that Leah had given Zilpah to Jacob, to Yaakov, without his knowledge, And, of course, she gave birth to God. And I think you told us that the name was Bagad, but the olive was missing. So when had you not taught that before, it was, anyway, I wouldn't have recognized that that's what we had done the day before in placing the olive. So I was wondering if that was a correction, a tikkun that we were doing to elevate Leah's mistake, and did it cause the olive and the God to be revealed, to come back, not to be concealed?
I understand your question, and so I'm going to give a little bit of a background for those who were not on the Rosh Chodesh call last night.
Okay.
The Leah told Zilpah, her handmaid, to go into Jacob, and he slept with her, thinking it was Leah. We're not sure if he was thinking of Leah or he was thinking of Rachel. But in any event, the unity between Jacob and the woman he was with was not complete, because his consciousness was not on the correct person. And therefore, the child that came from that union was not complete. That child was named Bagad. It should be spelled, because it's the way it's pronounced, Bet Aleph Gimel Dalet, which would make it in the proper order of letters, which would make it complete. But in the Torah, it's not written Bet Aleph Gimel Dalet. It's written Bet Gimel Dalet. The Aleph is missing. And Chana's question is the meditation that is in, I think it's the sixth night of Hanukkah, or maybe the seventh. Seventh night of Hanukkah. That meditation is to reveal the Aleph. And Hannah's question is there a connection to Rosh Chodesh, which is always on the sixth and seventh day, or the seventh day if there's only one day? And the answer to Hannah's question is, every action that we do is to make correction, because we are all connected to Zilpah. We are all connected to Leah, to Rachel, Zilpah, and Bilhah. Whether we converted into Judaism, whether we were born into Judaism, we have a connection to the souls of those women. And yes, the meditation is a direct connection that achieves a tikkun, a partial tikkun, our portion of the tikkun. That's why the meditation was put there. That's why I was instructed to put it on our website. Doesn't mean that I understood that's why, because I had not taught that story, because I just recently learned that story about Leah making the mistake of sending Zilpah into Jacob without informing Jacob, and to carry the discussion a little further and make the connection a little stronger, there are two tribes that do not go into the land of Israel when the tribes come from Egypt after the 30 years of wandering in the desert. There are 2.5 tribes that do not go into the land. They stay across the Jordan. They don't cross it. They cross it to make war. They cross it to help their brothers in the other tribes defeat the seven nations. But they plan to live back across the Jordan River in the West Bank, in the land that is fruitful and bright green and pasture-like for their animals. One of those tribes is the tribe of God. And the reason the tribe of God could not enter the land, and the reason the other tribe, and I'm not mentioning it because of my memory lack, but I'm not mentioning it because it's helpful for you to go search to find out who the other tribe and the half-tribe are. Because all three, the two and a half tribes that could not live in the land, was due to the consciousness of the night of the consciousness of their parents during the night they were conceived. And it's a lesson for all of us to learn. But every action we do, Hannah, relates to a tikkun of one level or another. Nothing we do has nothing to do with tikkunim. It has to do with achieving the tikkun or failing once again to achieve the tikkun. But every action we do relates to tikkun, to correction.
I just don't see the other two. Lesser wives as of yet rising, and I just feel like that we ought to recognize more four mothers, not just two. And so I kind of hoped that was what was happening, especially since we have the four stroke shin on the tefillin. You know, I felt like they have to grow in stature as well, so I was hoping there was a link there. And I don't know how to say it other than elevating them.
I read an interesting aspect to the four armed shin that is on one side of the tefillin box. Mm-hmm. For those of you who are unfamiliar, there's On the head tefillin, there are two shins. One is a normal three-armed shin, and the other is a four-armed shin. But if you look at the four-armed shin, but not at the arms, but in the spaces between the arms, you will see a three-armed shin representing whatever it is that it represents to you. What it represented to me was the four revealed components and the three concealed components of the seven sephirot of the Tree of Life. Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet are high relative to the physical world, so they're concealed. But Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut are revealed. They represent the forearms. But that was what it meant to me. If you ever decide to meditate on that image of forearm shin and you look into the spaces between the arms, perhaps you will receive a different answer.
Also had something really, I thought it was a miracle. It was a little miracle, but it was important to me. Last year, I ordered a set of melamine plates. They were half price. It was after Hanukkah. It's like $20. They were, had been $40. Each plate had, like, first night was one candle, second night, two candles, so forth, and you had your whole set. But when I opened it up, I had 2 sevens, and I didn't have an eighth candle for the eighth night. So I called them, and they didn't have any more. And so they sent me a credit card-like card to be able to order anything else. So I looked this year where they didn't have them. But I mentioned it last night to my son-in-law, and he said, you know, when you showed it to me, he said, I ordered a set, and guess what? I have 3 extra plates. And so he came a while ago with his 3 extra. For some reason, his set had 3 extra. Mine had 1 double sevens instead of a 7 and an 8. But he had an extra 6, a 7, and an 8. So he was able to give me the 8 to complete my set. I think that's amazing.
It is Hashem is wondrous. That's all I can say. It's enough and yet not enough to say. Baruch Hashem.
Well, it's little bitty details like that in what seemingly is unimportant. You know, it's not a big thing, but it makes you realize that if he's doing the little bitty things, then he's certainly capable of the great big things.
Correct. Does anyone else have any questions? Our next class at 3 p.m. West Coast time is continuing our discussions of the advanced reincarnation classes. I remind you that tonight's candle lighting is Zot Hanukkah. The word Zot means this, or this is. Zot Hanukkah is translated would be, this is Hanukkah. Does that mean that the first 7 candles are not Hanukkah? If this is Hanukkah tonight? And it comes to teach us, no, the first 7 candles are definitely part of the process. But the completion of the process is when the organus is complete, when the proper light is in the proper vessel. And that only happens on the 8th day, when the light of Bina goes into the vessel of Bina. The light of Chesed goes into the vessel of Chesed. The light of Givurah goes into the vessel of Givurah. The light of Tiferet goes into the vessel of Tiferet. The light of Netzach goes into the vessel of Netzach. The light of Hod goes into the vessel of Hod. The light of Yesod goes into the vessel of Yesod. And the light of Malchut comes into the vessel of Malchut. When the right fulfillment is connected to the right vessel, this is a complete structure. This is what the eighth day of Hanukkah represents. This is what Zot Hanukkah represents. This is the light we will do tonight. I bid you all a Shavua Tov and remind you to study chapters or lessons 5 and 6 in the basic classes, the subject of finding by striking and understanding that only through strife can we reveal truth. Shalom Gadol, Shavua Tov. Have a wonderful week.
Shalom.
Okay, shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Shalom to all.